A few announcements before the homily. The charitable portion of our tithe this weekend will go to the St. Clair's Home. This is a home for unwed mothers that our diocese is hoping to launch soon. We're happy to support this important project. The flowers in the sanctuary are in memory of Francis Mervac. May he rest in peace. This Monday is Labor Day. We give thanks for the American worker on this holiday. God bless America. On Monday, our church building and parish office will be closed in honor of the holiday, and there will be no confessions or public mass. The daily briefing is canceled. We will, however, still have our evening holy hour and confessions at 7 p.m. This Tuesday, September 8th, we will begin to have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament every Tuesday from 12:45 p.m. until 2:15 p.m. This Wednesday, September 9th, we will begin praying the St. Dipna Novena after every Wednesday Mass, and after the Novena, Adoration will begin and continue until 2:15 p.m. Also on Wednesday, we will begin our weekly Bible study again. The study will be from 6:45 p.m. until 8 p.m., and we will walk through the 14 narrative books of the Bible, starting with Genesis. Be sure to join us for a great night of divine wisdom. And this Friday, we'll have a special Mass for Patriots Day at 11 a.m. We remember 9/11 and ask God's protection upon our country. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As you know, tomorrow's Labor Day, and this holiday marks the unofficial end of summer. But this year, with the pandemic, it seems that summer never got underway. It feels like it never arrived, as for many families, their only vacation was on Porchville, and then only with social distancing. The first Labor Day was celebrated in 1882. And it became a national holiday to be celebrated on the first Monday of September in 1894. It is meant as a special day to remember in gratitude the contributions of workers that they've made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our nation. And the Sunday before is dedicated to the spiritual and educational aspects of the labor movement. With that in mind, the readings for today are most appropriate, as they speak of the work we are called by God to do while we are living here on earth. In the book of Ezekiel, we are told to warn our neighbor if we see them straying from the path of the natural law. This is not just a suggestion, and the message to you and I is that we are the ones charged with doing this in today's world. Moreover, we are warned that to refuse this task is to assume responsibility for their iniquity. Paul places this requirement in light of loving our neighbor as ourselves. True love for oneself would see us spending an eternity with God in heaven. In loving our neighbor as ourselves, we are given the work of doing all that we can to see them in heaven also. Finally, in the gospel, Jesus clearly tells us that we are, in fact, our brother's keeper. On this Labor Day weekend, we are in no uncertain terms called by Christ to be workers in God's vineyard. This is not so much an invitation as it is a command. In baptism, we were all anointed as priests, prophets, and kings. As prophets, it is hard upon us to bring God's word to his creation. And who is that creation but our brothers and sisters? And should they be acting in ways that are in conflict with God's commands, in conflict with the natural law, in conflict with the law of love for one another, then we are bound, we are held responsible for warning them of their missteps and their misdeeds. Not because we are ourselves so perfect, for in truth, we are all sinners, but because we have heard the word of God from Jesus Christ, the word of God himself. And we are therefore bound to pass this word on to all we meet. But you say, Deacon, if I do this, I will not be seen as their friend. The simple truth is that we are not about making friends for today, but friends for eternity. We're not about making friends, but about making saints of our neighbor. Lest you think this is an idle command, Listen to God's words to his prophet in the first reading. If you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked from his way, the wicked shall die for his guilt, but I will hold you responsible for his death. To keep the Lord's words from those in need is to accept the consequences of their actions, their misdeeds. To fail to bring God's warning to them is to be complicit in their evil doing. In receiving the word of God, you've been given a great gift. You have received much, and we are told in the gospel, to those who have been given much, much will be expected. So on this Labor Day weekend, we, as God's laborers, as workers in his vineyard, have a great task before us. But we don't have to labor alone. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. We have none other than the greatest, most powerful companion known to share our yoke, to toil along with us. The Lord sent his disciples out in pairs for a reason. So find a partner, your spouse, one of your children, friends, co-workers. You say you are alone? Enlist one of the legions of saints. Just because they're in heaven and you are here on earth does not mean that you can't partner and work together with them to bring your neighbor into the light of God's love. We are all, each and every one of us, called to mimic the example of our God who lives in community as Trinity, who lives not only as one but three in one, each existing for the love and good of each other. If only we who walk this planet Earth did the same, there would be no hunger. All would have a place to live out of the elements. And even in this time of pandemic, instead of fear and despair, there would be warmth of one person loving and caring for another. There would be hope, as no man would stand against the storm alone. And so, my brothers and sisters, the charge of today's gospel and of today's readings is given to you. How will you respond? Will these be just so many nice words, a message received and then ignored? Or will there be a fire lit in your heart? Your neighbor needs you, and Jesus is calling you to action. For we are our brother's keeper, and we need to start acting like it. God has not left you impotent and without the power to accomplish what he is asking of you. You walk with the grace of Christ and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which you receive through the sacraments and prayer. You are not alone. God himself is with and within you. As Paul tells us, we are temples of the Holy Spirit. It is by grace that our works can be the fruit for eternal life, ours and our neighbors. Answer God's call to service and lead your neighbor to a life of beatitudes, a life marked by a singleness of purpose, a knowledge of our calling and charisms, and a living out of these God-given gifts. By your example, lead them to a life of forgiveness, a life of virtue, a life of faith, of hope, and most of all, a life of charity. As Catholics, you have been given the fullness of faith, a promise of everlasting happiness in the presence of the Almighty, and the means of, through his grace, to attain it. My friends, don't hoard these gifts. Don't live in the loneliness of yourself, but open your hearts to the other. Lead them to God, to the family that is Trinity. Look to your neighbor who is about to be lost in the darkness and be the light that will lead them back home. On this Labor Day weekend, promise Jesus that you will become laborers in his garden, so the harvest of souls will be great. May God bless you.